Blog Talk Radio.
So the Pizza Hut $10 Tastemaker has any three toppings you want?
It's the best delivery deal around. Can't put a price on that.
Actually, you can. It's only 10 bucks.
Actually, it's only 10 bucks.
The large three-topping $10 Tastemaker.
No, no, Pizza Hut.
It's you.
Good evening, folks. This is your wonderful and outstanding producer, Oladela Malay, where he goes in. Welcome to the News Forum tonight by Chinchilla J. Doctor, the Honorable Commissioner of our network. And, of course, you join us tonight for our topic, Gun Violence in America, Part 2, Black-on-Black Crime. It's at an all-time high, but Black Lives Matter. Won't get involved. My question is, why, and why? Gun violence protection and prevention groups have been funded by cities and states, but yet Black-on-Black crime continues to rise. And Dr. Chinchilla J's question is, why are you surprised? One atheist person made United States government take prayer out of schools, and her question is, why didn't the church stand up and fight against this cruel, satanic rule? Mass murder is sweeping across this country every week, putting mass killings at an all-time peak. And her question is, why does our money say, in God we trust, but it's not in God we seek? I say it's time to let God speak, along with, you know, Caroline Sutter and our very special guest tonight. Fathers and husbands fighting on the front lines against gun violence. As we delve into the solutions, answers, and resolutions, of course, with our wonderful Dr. Chinchilla J tonight. Now, of course, we're broadcasting out of Lagos. And, of course, what more can we say? 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by the wonderful, outstanding, and capable and Glizzy Time Multimedia. So I'm going to play this 45-second snippet, and after that, we're going to bring on our wonderful anchor tonight, Dr. Chinchilla J. Let's get it.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICE. TOUR, Be a Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today.
All right, folks, as we're getting our electronic technicians together, Dr. Chinchilla J and I have come up with a great, great idea for people who don't have have T-Mobile and Metro and having problems calling into our wonderful shows. And it's called the TextNow app. Now, of course, let everyone know, your families, because a lot of times they try to use this to, you know, bind up people that can't be able to listen because of, you know, social economic situations, you know, special plans that are good deals, but of course, you're not able to make calls they consider toll-free. So the TextNow app, all you're going to do is download it from your Google Play or your iStore, and you'll be able to download that app to be able to listen to all of our outstanding, stuff that we do on a constant basis. And now we're going to give you Dr. Chinchilla J and News Forum.
All right, everybody, it's your girl, Chinchilla J. Welcome to News Forum today. First, I want to say happy birthday to my granddaughter, who is 16 years old today. She is celebrating her sweet 16 birthday. Happy birthday, Nyla. I love you very, very much. All right. I am going to ask Brother O if you will please play that Be a Voice promo, the actual promo for Be a Voice, so everybody can know what Be a Voice is for those of you that do not know what Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition is, and I will be right back.
All right. As Dr. Chinchilla is getting herself together, we do have a young lady that always likes to call in and listen to us on a constant basis, and her name is Brittany And we want to thank her calling from Boston, Massachusetts tonight. And Brittany has a young man that she's seeing who just was released from prison after 10 years in prison. So we're very, very happy to hear that. And he was falsely accused of something that he didn't do. And that's what this show is all about. So we're just real happy about his release. And what more can I say that Heart Rate than said? So I'm going to play what I have here for her and to be a sponsor, be a voice sponsor right now here and on these WBNN stations tonight. So also, all the folks out there that would like to call in again, 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. There's another young man that I'd like to mention tonight. His name is Virgil, and he is out of Detroit, Michigan. He's a great, great, great listener of this outstanding show and this ministry. And I'm just glad that we are able to make a difference and to do what we do on a constant basis here. A lot of people's lives have been touched by News Forum because a lot of people have – family members, loved ones who are in prison for something they did not do and did not commit. So we're so glad that Dr. J has done her best and lived her best life for everyone to help people and help them to definitely have their story told. And, of course, what more can I say, people that are getting out of prison. So what more can I say tonight? As we, get ready for Dr. Chinchilla J, I'm going to play a track. And as we get everything together, I want to let everybody know I appreciate all the folks that constantly help us. And, of course, our sponsors tonight, Pizza Hut. So we want to definitely say thank you very much to Pizza Hut and all the things that they do. So there was a song last week that I didn't get a chance to play for her. We'll go right back to Save the Children tonight with Marvin Gaye. And after that, we're going to bring on Dr. Chinchilla J at this time. Also, I want to thank a young man by the name of Gregory that helps us out a lot in our outreach program that we're trying to do at WBNN. And, of course, I'm still doing a master class, so if anybody wants to be involved in that, they can. So we're just very, very thankful for that. So, all right, we're going to play this track, and then after that, we get right to Chinchilla J.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
Is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
All right, everybody, I am back, and it's just such a sad shame that so many things are happening in the city of Philadelphia. You know, it's just ridiculous that all this gun violence is here, but Philadelphia is not the only city, of course, that's experiencing extreme gun violence. Gun violence is sweeping across this country like crazy. And when we look at the amount of gun violence, there's a lot of questions that are still left unanswered as to why it's happening at such an alarming rate. And no one really has these answers. And last week we talked about the mental aspect of it. And we talked about a few other things that may be causing this gun violence. We talked about the marijuana that is being distributed in the communities now. Since marijuana has been legalized, we've been talking about those issues, and like with fentanyl being put into marijuana now. They're lacing it with fentanyl. And it's so very sad, but this is what's happening. And also the drugs, well, I'm calling the marijuana a drug because now they have it at dispensaries, so it's like a drug. It's a legalized drug now. And what's going on is, like, within the black communities, they're, like, distributing other types of weed, and it's not the same weed as in other parts of the city or out in the suburbs. So it's sad, but it's been tainted, and toxic water that's coming through the inner cities, you know, it's a sad situation. And when we look at the gentrification in the city, they're putting in new pipes wherever they're building these new developments. They get new pipes put in. Why is that? Why aren't they using the same old pipes? So you have to, like, question that in your mind. Why? Okay? And that's why, because the other pipes that are being filtered into the black homes and, you know, the other people that have been living here, because there's still some white people in some of these areas, but, you know, it's toxic water. But these new developments are getting clean water. And it's really, really, really ridiculous. So there's so many issues that we have to deal with as being people of color. And with this black-on-black crime, oh, my gosh, it's just horrendous. And something needs to be done about all of the black-on-black crime. It really saddens me to no end to open up my emails every day and to look at when I, like, go on to look at something else and first thing pops up all in my feed that comes up in my news apps, it's always killings. Killings in Philadelphia. And then there's also killings in other parts. Since I am more concerned about what's on in the city of Philadelphia, as are my guests tonight, because they're all in Philadelphia. And tonight, because something has been being done for years now.
Hold on a second, Chichelle. Hold on, Chichelle. You're fading in and out. I hope this, I don't know what's going on. Get closer to your mic. Just say what you just said the last 2 minutes again, so that way everybody can hear what you said. Yep.
Okay. What I said, as I said, in Philadelphia. So
No. It's still fading in and out. I don't know what's going on where you are and where you're setting with the mic. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you might take off the headset, whatever, but I just want to make sure everybody can hear you clear. So, all right. No, it's still fading in and out.
Okay,
I'm going to try to do something.
Why it's fading in.
Don't worry. I'm gonna try to do something here. Just keep talking. I'm gonna release my line, and you just keep talking. See if that's it. Okay.
Okay. And just real ridiculous. We were at 200 Thomas due to gun violence in the city of Philadelphia. It's now, oh my gosh, wait till you hear the numbers now. It's just outrageous. And, of course, Jamal is going to be giving us those numbers when he comes on, when I bring him on the line. And it's so very sad. And it's heartbreaking, again, as I said, it's heartbreaking to see the numbers and to see the people that are being shot and killed in the city. We have from the babies still. Teenagers, elderly people killed, and pregnant women are being killed. And it's a sad situation. Some are being killed in a and it's just ridiculous. And people now in broad day in areas where there are a lot of people where you would think people wouldn't just shoot. But they don't care anymore. They don't care who sees them or anything else. And it's crazy. It's a crazy day and age in the city of Philadelphia and all across America. And we need answers. We need solutions. We need some resolutions. We need things to happen to make a difference in this city and across this country. And, you know, my thing is they took prayer out of the schools. And how on earth did the church, religious organizations, and faith-based organizations allow this one woman, Madeline Murray, to have the government do away with prayer in the school, to ban that from the schools? And still to this day, it's not been instituted again. And where is the church? Where are the religious leaders? Where are the faith-based organizations that will stand up and fight to have prayer put back in our public schools? It's crazy. And, you know, Brother O did say, you know, what I said in the promo, you know, this country was supposed to be built upon God and on God, the principles of God. And God we trust is on our money. But we don't trust in God. It's not God that we seek, people. And it's definitely high time for God to speak. But no one is allowing him to speak. And that's a sad situation. Where are the religious leaders in Philadelphia? They should be out in these streets, but they're not. They're in the four walls of the foundation of their churches, in their comfort zones. But it's time to get out of your comfort zones and to fight for what's right in this city. Stand up and be a voice. Stand up and go into these communities. And, you know, that will make a difference. If you say that you're serving God, God is love, and God, he had, you know, Jesus, those who that believe in Jesus, Jesus went into the highways and byways. He went to where the people were. So, but we have churches today that are in fear, but the word of God says that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but that of power, of love, and of a sound mind. But where is the sound mind today? Where is the fearless pastors, ministers, deacons, evangelists, apostles, prophets? Where are you all sitting in the comfort zone of your church, okay, when you should be out in the street ministering to these young people? Of course, some won't listen, but if you reach one every time you go out, guess what? That's one child that can be saved. And you have to start somewhere, and somewhere is to stop walking in fear and to come out into these streets, the mean streets of Philadelphia, and do the work that God has called you to do, and that is to save souls, okay, not to sit in your church. It's a sad thing. All right, we're going to bring on Caroline and talk to her for a bit. Caroline was in England last week for her son's wedding. His son got married, and wow, that's a beautiful thing. Oh, boy. So Caroline has been on the go traveling, and we love her dearly, and we thank her for all that she does. And, okay, I don't think she's on yet. She may be still jet lagging. But anyway, we're going to now speak with Jamal Johnson first. We're going to talk with him to get the new numbers in Philadelphia, and then he's going to tell us about some of the other things that he's doing, because he's doing a number of things, him and some other fathers across this city are doing. And he's going to tell you all about that. So let's bring on Jamal now. Jamal, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. All right. Where are we in the city of Philadelphia now with these numbers of homicides?
Right now, I believe we're at 214 as of last night. And we have about, over 900 people been shot.
Okay. Okay. Now, was there a killing today? Because I thought I read somewhere that there was a murder today, and some people shot today as well. You know, it's just so sad, Jamal. So sad. Now, all week, you have been going out every day to every site where people are being murdered. And we talked about that last week, but now there's something that you and a group of men have started for the month of June. Tell us about that.
Actually, it was started by a clergy group, and the name of the action is Corners to Connections. And what they're doing,
okay,
I'm basically supporting them in this, and we're out here now. And we're going to a different part of Philadelphia every evening from 9 to 11. And so right now we started out at 18th and Tioga, and we're out here speaking to people engaging with the youth, because there's still youth out here at the basketball courts, and we're just trying to see what we can do to, you know, help them. Those who are out here not doing what's beneficial to them, trying to give them suggestions and mm-hmm. giving them resources to elsewhere. And for anybody else who needs anything else, there are people here who are capable of fulfilling those needs.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, how many clergy people are out there?
Today we have about 2, 4, 6, 8, about 8 of us out here now. Well, I'm not clergy, but there's a total of 8 of us. Some of them are pastors, ministers. I'm not exactly sure how many are out here.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, that's
awesome.
What do you say, Jamal?
So you could always use a lot more people anytime, day or night.
Yes, definitely. So any of you that are listening tonight and you say, well, I want to be part of this because it's needed. And, you know, I am glad to hear that some clergy are now stepping up, going out in these streets. And we definitely need more clergy. We need more praying people to be bold and go out into these communities. And on your travels in these communities, Jamal, how has the response been this week since you've been out there with the clergy group? How has the response been?
It's been very receptive. I mean, people are very cordial. You know, like you said earlier, some people won't take what's offered to them, and that's okay. But there are some who do and some who are desperate to find alternatives. And fortunately, the people here can provide that.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Well, I am so glad that you are doing what you're doing and that you're continuing to do what you do. And now you're no longer marching alone, which is great. And
remember now,
when are you gonna,
this is the nighttime thing. Now, you know, in the daytime, we still got the protests, and we're not getting too many people out there with us.
Say that again one more time. You have what now going out during the day?
Well, in the morning, in the daytime, you know, today we went down to Fifth and South and did our rally protests against the gun violence down where the mass shooting took place. And,
yeah,
you know,
where that mass shooting was.
Right. So, I mean, we still don't have enough support from the community. We need the community to come out and shout out from the rafters that they want something done about this, and also to engage one another to try to see if we can take our streets back.
Yes, yes, definitely. Okay, so everybody definitely, you know, get involved and go out and march with Jamal and his group, the men that march with him, and get involved and go out at nighttime, the clergy. So some of you, you know, you may want to go out during the day. And do it, because this is what's needed. We definitely people out in these communities showing that we care. So if you care, show that you care, because caring, you know, it's action to show that you care. Love is action to show your love. So definitely show some love and care and be concerned about what's going on in these communities to save a child. And it's not even now to save a child. It's to save a life, you know, so it's crazy. But, Jamal, thank you so much. What else would you like to add? Anything else tonight, Jamal?
Yes, I would like to say that every day following a homicide, we normally go out in the daytime to that site and try to engage the community. We would really appreciate if people would not just honk their horns to show support or come out of their cars, you know, and try to encourage communities to just interact. I do believe that a presence is necessary, and I think a unity in that presence will help them curtail some of this violence out here.
All right. So now you're saying that a lot of times people, they ride by and they honk their horns. And,
yes, ma'am. They honk,
yeah.
And
wow.
Wave, and that's nice, you know, but we really need people to put their foot on the ground, boots on the ground. We need boots on the ground in the street.
Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely. All right. So thank you so much, Jamal. And you all can follow Jamal, of course, on Instagram, Jamal SKU Johnson out of Philly, and also on Facebook. Thank you so much, Jamal, for giving us those updates. And, you know, if you can stay on, you can stay on so we can talk back to you again. I know you're out there with the clergy tonight, and just continue to do what you do. I thank you so much for all you do on this fight against gun violence and black-on-black crime in Philadelphia. Thank you. All right, everybody, take a listen to this, and I'll be right back.
You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jonesia.
Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is Sunday, June 5th, 2022, the first Sunday in June. And guess what? We are 6 months into this year. Tonight on News Forum, Gun Violence in America, Part 2. Philadelphia, what are you going to do? If you have an issue of gun violence in your city, guess what? We want to know about that too. So, do not hesitate to press 1 to comment, vent, or talk to us tonight. Tell us about what's going on in your community. Black-on-black crime is at an all-time high. But Black Lives Matter, the movement, won't get involved. And my question tonight is why? Gun violence prevention groups are being funded by cities and states, but yet black-on-black crime continues to rise. And my question is, why are you surprised? One atheist person made the United States government take prayer out of the school. And my question is, why didn't the church stand up and fight against this cruel satanic rule? Mass murderers are sweeping across this country every week, putting mass killings at an all-time peak. And my question is, why does our money say, in God we trust, but it's not God we seek? I think it's time to let God speak. My special guest tonight will be Colwyn Williams of Frontline Dads, Jamal SKU Johnson, who is an activist and relentless against gun violence, Anton Moore, who is the 48th Ward Leader, Hakeem X from Inner City Peace, and Bryant Deegan, co-host of WWDB. Tonight, these men will discuss gun violence in Philadelphia. I mean, gun violence in Philadelphia. We're going to be talking about solutions, resolutions, and answers. We need answers. Answers, answers, answers for the mass shootings and killings in this city, and answers as to why there's so much black-on-black crime. But yet, Black Lives Matter, that movement won't even get involved with trying to solve this problem with all of these children, teenagers, young adults, even pregnant women and elderly people being killed in the crossfire, and some being killed intentionally. Mayor Kenney has not really done a thing to help. But is that really his problem? Is that really his duty? Or should it be the duty of the black community? Well, we're going to talk about this and more tonight on News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J. So don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J. We'll be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum has over 15 million listeners worldwide. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigative reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J.
On air live. All right, folks, I hope we haven't lost Chinchilla. I'm going to try to bring on someone right now to see if we have our lines to clear. Of course, the 2020 International Internet Radio broadcasting this Rani, Mr. Huni Bakatun. Huni, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. How you doing, Hall of Fame four times?
All right. You know, I don't know what's going on. The two Sunday nights in a row, we've had problems with our lines with our news anchor, but hopefully she can hear us. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to disconnect her line. But as we talk, you know, the News Forum is News Forum. That's how we started back in 2013. Antonio Bachelor, remember that, how we started this. Let everyone talk and have opinions before we bring on our wonderful special guest. What's your opinion tonight on what Chinchilla is bringing?
Wow. First, let me introduce myself. I am Huni Bakatun, and also known as the Magic Man. I'm the gentleman who feels so honored to be a sponsor for our great host. Let me share it this way, okay? For too long, people have become too dependent and expecting other people to do something for them that they don't take time to do for themselves. It's okay to pray, right? But right now, you're dealing with people that's got more faith than logic. You got real killers out here, y'all. And there's nowhere in none of the scriptures, and trust me, don't test me on this, where you say you can't defend and protect yourself, okay? It's okay to believe and call on whoever you want to, but you got to be ready to defend your life, okay? And for it's too much of this is going on. and it's coming from both ways. And the bottom line is, listening audience, we had a lot of children that got away. We're dealing with children that's no longer two-parent homes, neighborhoods and stuff that we once owned, we don't own anymore. So it's a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of reasons why so much violence is breaking up all over the place. And I know I'm doing my part. Our great company at WBNN and all our hosts are also doing our part. But it's going to take a lot more than being on your knees calling out to somebody. You got to be able to look into your own arm and be willing to help yourself.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad you're on with me right now because, you know, the greatness of our network is how to handle adversities. And, of course, it seemed like every Sunday night, man, because this young lady, what she does for us on a constant basis, she's a target. Let's keep it real. And I'm talking to Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking to anybody. She's a target. I'm a target. This brother that this talk is a target. You know what I mean? We're going to tell the truth whether you like it or not. So we're going to be here. If you want to mess up our lines and try to just sabotage our show, well, guess what? We're going to still be here every Sunday night, okay, until you stop doing this. Because I don't understand what's going on. Is she too heavy for you guys? Huh? Is she telling too much truth for you guys? Guess what? We know that things are doing what we're doing well when you try to sabotage us. Now, hey, Honey Bacher, too, I got some good news. I'm going to have you on the line before I bring her back on. Congratulations to our news anchor, the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, and our wonderful commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J., in spite of all the bullcrap, on her WBNN all-time connection record with her 55th all-time and second consecutive. Now, how about that, Honey Bacher, as I bring back on Chinchilla J.?
Hey, man, you know, I love the woman of God. I appreciate all the work in which you put in. Trust me, it's going to get greater. And some of y'all is going to continue to hate me. Well, I'm used to it. I've been used to this for over 37 years in China, okay? But one thing nobody's going to deny, I'll give my life in an instant for my loved ones. It won't even blink an eye for it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney, for your comments. Your comments were amazing. Thank you, Brother O, for that great news on my all-time connection for 55. Thank you so much. And now we're going to bring on my next guest. His name is Colin Williams, and he is the founder of Frontline Dads. How are you tonight, Colin?
How you doing? I'm not a part of Frontline Dads.
You're not a part of Frontline Dads anymore?
Yeah. No, I'm street supervisor for Philadelphia Cure Violence. But I've been out on FMLA due to a medical situation for the last 6 months. But that doesn't stop me from engaging in the community. Right now, I'm also the founder and director of Solutions Now, LLC. And, you know, there's a lot of dialogue about where the solution's at. We have the solution. Now the thing is, we want to implement what's necessary, okay? First, I appreciate everybody, you know, allowing this resource. This is what it is. It's a resource.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak about that because it's so important to understand the resources that's around us. Now, we know it's out there, but what good is a resource if we're not in a position to utilize it?
Exactly.
Once you used to go on, you know, you go on the chant, you go on the screen, you're trying to address this, you're trying to address that. What's the use if we're not in the position to utilize what our ancestors fought for? All this is preordained. We're living in some crucial days. You know, my biggest enemy look like me and you. My mom can't sit on the porch at night. And we got to understand, you can't change a person thinking, you can never change their behavior. This is why, you know, religion have no place at war. You let the people that's going to pray, petition, they supposed to get better, get everything we need, If we need bullhorns, let them be what they do. Everybody ain't built for this job. Many are called, but few are chosen. So if you got three determined men as opposed to 27 others that come and stand against you, and their only purpose is to be there is for a photo op, for personal gain, things like that, then I'd rather be out there with three. I heard Brother Jamal talk about, you know, and I understand and I respect that. This man been in the game for a long time. We don't see solutions eye to eye only because before you can go into surgery, you must stop the bleeding. Before we can actually utilize all these wonderful, strong, individual, you know, LLCs and 501Ks that's saying they're addressing gun violence and the bloodshed, we got to stop the bleeding. See, what we talk about, we talk about people in the operating room. Everybody has a role in the operating room, and there's no big eyes and little U's when you're operating, but we haven't gotten there yet. Mm. You know, and in operation, when you actually identify the wounds and you're going in for a life, you know, something for preserving life, because the first law of nature is self-preservation. And the people who are against our movement, which means to have a better reality for black women, black children, a safe haven where they can call home. We don't have no safe corridors for them to go get their education.
Mm.
They can't even go to school and come home from school and without worrying about being shot. 10 of the young boys hold guns, only 3 of them shooters. The other 7 hold it because they'd be doggone. They don't want to get caught up and without their gun. And they won't bust a grape unless you threaten their life. First law of nature, self-preservation. And the only thing animals know and respect is fire. That's why everybody got fire in their heads. We don't reduce ourselves from humanity or being the pride of black struggle in America to animalistic behavior. Animals act like that. They run up on the set. It's people coming out of a bar. You got a beef with one person, but you open up because you got these big toys. Because that's what they is in the hands of wrong people. You know, you shoot these innocent people. You don't. You might have shot your target. They don't really know yet. But the last night's mass shooting. But the two other and those other 13, 14 individuals, they was innocent. That's animalistic behavior. You know, so how do we stop the bleeding? First of all, we got to be able to engage. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't engage with these young boys. That's why we can kill two birds with one stone by utilizing the reentry programs. These brothers that's coming home, especially these lifers that I know is doing their thing. Boys who I personally did a bid. I did 18.9 years straight in prison. All right? I was up grateful for 10 years. I met some strong, powerful men that changed my life, continued my process of being able to come home and stay home. And it's a struggle, but struggle builds character. We the men that can engage with that. You know why? Because they are little brothers. They are sons. They are nephews. If you go do a statistic in the black community, North Philly, just to say North Philly, all right, and you knock on the door and you ask them if they have an incarcerated loved one, you'll be overwhelmed by the statistics of the absence of a strong black man. It's just like Good Times. When they took James Evans off, it became buffoonery. We got to bring James Evans back in the home. But now I'm saying strategically, we utilize effectively with these brothers coming out. Because, see, when you come out, you got to do these programs. They can call prescribed programs. They want you to do thinking for a change, cognitive behavior. You know, if you got drug and alcohol abuse, they might even send you to a program to make sure that you got all the steps and the necessary faculty to work with. Yeah, if we catch these brothers before they come out, we start to engage with these men that we know left their little brothers and their sons the shooters and their grandsons the shooters and they, you know, their nephew the shooters. They're going to listen to us. Why? Because we the ones that cut them in the first place. We established that wound. The black man been absent for a long time. And then we talk about reproducing under the stress of crack cocaine. A lot of these generation was created generation after generation through crack cocaine. But where do the child is born? The child is born in the womb of a woman. So we got to get the young girls. And they, you know, they got a lot to do with a lot of these gun shootings. Trust me, I'm out there. You know what I mean? My little sister, my niece, my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? But so we got to get into their minds. We got to change their thinking.
Yeah.
And you can't, everybody can't go out there. This is what I'm saying. Everybody cannot go out there. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't want, I asked brother, this is why I got a lot of respect for brother Jamal. We had a, I think we was on 22nd at, off Lehigh. Young boy got murdered, and we was out there that that afternoon. Like you say, he played broad daylight, so you could be seen. We went out there, and I told him, I said, listen, man. I said, I understand what you're doing. I can understand that. To me, that's yesterday's tactics. We got to build a new reality today. You know, even when him walking to the governor's office, everything was shown, the arrogance and you know, he went. See, the young boys wouldn't be able to embrace the magnitude of his sacrifice. See, he walked and he had a cell phone. He walked and he had recording. He had communication. When we walked, there wasn't no cell phones. You walked through white country with no cell phones. It was courageous.
Yeah.
You know, even what he's doing now is courageous, but the young boy's not feeling that. Fuck, I look like walking down there, blah, blah, blah. It ain't like they don't understand the courageousness of it. Identify and building that warrior in you, that pride, that dignity. You walking, you stepping for a purpose. A lot of these young boys don't move with a purpose.
You know,
from point A to point B. So we need to communicate with them. And the only ones that can communicate with them is the ones that was a part of it and inflicted. I was up Gratiful every Tuesday and Thursday. They bring in new commits. And I was on D block for about 4 years. And we would run up to the block on Tuesdays and Thursdays to look at the new recruits. But I used to see often that men would have pictures in their hands, so they can see if they can identify with the next generation and the next generation that's following. That was sad. That hurt me. And I seen it, and I was like, wow, it's only through the grace of God that none of my children fell. When I left, my oldest was 7. I came home. I was a grandfather before I came home. So what I was like coming out here wasting my nation's time. So we got to embrace our children. It starts from the home, very much so. But it starts from the mind of the home, not just the home, the mind of the people that make up a home. These young girls sit down, having birth, giving, you know, the new generation, the X, the unknown, because they laying down, open up their legs to these suckers. They give these suckers these passes, and they reproduce with a sucker. He become absent or dead. And a woman, she's mostly immature. How do you know? Because she was messing with a sucker. But her first love is supposed to be her father. He's supposed to give her the first attributes of what it is to be respected as a woman. So we got to go stop the bleeding before we can start to utilize all this money that's being misappropriated. See, I can always give you a Band-Aid and pat you on the head and make you feel good if I shoot you up with something to numb you on the way. But after a while, that Band-Aid going to fall off because the wound was infested. And they gave you a Band-Aid and you were satisfied with that until the Reaper come knocking at your door. The Band-Aid done fell out. Now you got gangrene.
Wow.
And this is real talk. You know what I'm saying? I literally don't laugh if it ain't funny. Don't dance if you're not playing my kind of music. And I don't scratch when shit don't itch. Only thing I'm saying is a lot of strong warriors out there. They waiting for the trumpet. I don't know why God pulled me out for the last 6 months. Again, my organization is called Solutions Now, LLC. Real guns. If you look at my logo, we got the world on one thumb, one on one bicep, and we got the books on the other. Because knowledge is power. But
yes,
for me to
is.
Get to know who
yes,
I am,
is.
I need to know who my mom and my dad is that created me. It starts with the mind.
Wow.
We need therapists and Voices by Choices, Sharon King, Tahira Wu. We've been grinding together, you know, for the several years. But these women are the new generation of mothers in charge. Mothers in charge, they went to Hollywood. They old now. Pass the baton. Stop playing games
yeah.
with $250,000 of resources. Give it to these women that's out here hurting and moving off the pain of their sons that didn't get a chance to dream.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, Colin.
Yes.
Colin, let me ask you a question. So now, you know, because I talk about, like, how, you know, these different organizations that are supposed to be here to combat gun violence and provide resources and all this stuff, and, you know, that money's been funneled into cities all across the country. Philadelphia, tons, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, you know, and money, I think they even had like a billion something dollars in for these programs, but like the organizations that they've been giving this money to, this grant money, you know, they're 501c3s, and, you know, but they have not been doing a thing because instead of the gun violence and black-on-black crime getting better, it's getting worse. So what are they doing? What do you think they're doing with this money? Are they, like, pocketing the money, using it for their own benefits? Because I don't see what they're doing with the money.
You know, that's you know, I appreciate that question. You know what I mean? I like to definitely vibe off that energy because I'm no longer concerned because I know what misappropriation of money look like. I'm not really concerned about that. Why? Because when we effectively with solutions now, we'll put them all on Front Street. See, there's no light that's shining in darkness right now. That's what Jamal and everybody trying to hold on to spark that light. And this is God willing, if he give me the opportunity after I get the surgery, I'm out there. You know, in any neighborhood in Philadelphia, they know me as an individual and the little bit of light that I carry. When you're living in darkness, that little light of mine, yeah, I'm going to let it shine. But the misappropriation of money can only be put on Front Street when we show the organizations that have the solution. That's what it is. You just put them right on Front Street. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, hold up. They numbers, these men is actually engaging with reentry, which is a substantial amount of people in the city of Philadelphia that's on paper. And these young men is out here, and a lot of them get their trades, and they come out here, and their reality is COVID-19, the economy got inflation, jobs iffy, you know, and, you know, we got to give them meaning and purpose. You know, I like to mm-hmm. I like to always say this. I always like to say this seriously. You know, people, you know, you look at the Bible, and I use the Bible and the Quran to make reference. But the Bible, in the Bible, there's a particular verse where Jesus and the council and his disciples is having counsel. Like you said, they out in the trenches. They having counsel. They trying to figure this shit out. And then on the wayside, some children were playing. And one of the children ran over there towards where they were having counsel. Then they said one of the disciples shooed the child away. But Jesus said, suffer not the little children to come upon me, for those are the kingdom of heaven. It's established that after this world is gone, there's going to be a new kingdom, a new heaven and earth, a heaven right on earth. Both Bible and Quran can agree to that. It's not nowhere in the sky. So that means that our children are going to be the bear holders of that. We got to track. We cannot forget the children. We got to protect them by
right.
any means necessary. That is so important. That got to be a number one agenda, safety for the children and, of course, the women that birth them. And like Jamal said, eloquently, consistently, we need men to step up and be accounted for. When I told this man he need to fall back and just pass the baton, you know what he said to me? You don't tell me what to do. I respect that. I can't tell you what to do, but I show you what to do so you don't got to keep on sacrificing your physical body because we need your mind here. We know I don't need nobody to come by and you a soundbite or the Black Lives. I mean, sorry, Stop Killing Us, Jamal. You know, then got hit up or you know somebody just strung him up. That's that we ain't doing that no more. We need to protect the elders in the mind of our elders. That's important.
Yeah.
What they doing? Well, I seen misappropriation. I was down North Philly about a year ago to go in there and start working with the youth who are court stipulated to be there. They ain't coming in with ankle bracelets and anything. They shoot us. They drill us.
Mm-hmm.
First offense.
Wow.
No other trace on the gun. I'm down there, and these young, I go in there. We got COVID. They checking COVID temperatures. It's not one person got a wand out there to find out if any of these young boys got them gas on them.
Mm,
you
wow.
know, this is what I'm talking about. And if you really about the
yeah.
safety of our children, look, you're not coming in here. Yeah, you already know it. You're not coming in here, and you better not even bring it around and think you're going to stash your gun. They got lookers everywhere. They're out there.
Mm.
So, but that wasn't the case.
Wow.
And then something happened when a young guy dropped the pencil from the third floor all the way down, hit a young boy, something as minute as that. And they was ready to go to war, but we were able to effectively mediate that right there on the hands. One, because
right.
we there. Two, we recognize and we appreciate what they not doing. See, because we can sit up here all day
yeah.
and talk about the misappropriation of money and even follow the dots, but we don't got time for that. All we got to do is let them know we can guarantee you to stop the bleeding. You can talk all this shit y'all want. You can't do surgery until you stop the bleeding. And guess who the people
yeah.
in the court? The trauma unit. The trauma unit. The trauma unit is traumatized.
Wow.
They're not moving off
yeah.
the monetary gain, although you do have your juices in every circle. But they're not really moving off.
Camp,
you know, there's ones that traumatized
Calvin,
can respect
I hate to interrupt you, but just stay on the line because I'm going to try to get back to you. But I want to get to some of the other guests, too, to give them a chance to speak tonight. And then some of you can actually allow you all to have a dialogue together as well. And we're going to also take some callers tonight, too. I appreciate all that you said tonight, and that should definitely give people something to definitely think about as to where we need to start. So that is definitely something to think about, and people need to start enacting that. I do agree. We can't keep putting bandages on, you know. So I definitely agree with that. And so just stay on the line. And I'm going to bring on Caroline Turner. My dear friend Caroline Turner, criminal defense attorney, and speak to her for a few minutes, and then we're going to bring on Anton Moore. And then after Anton, we're going to bring on Hakeem and then Bryant Begins. Caroline, how are you tonight?
No. Ain't no Caroline Turner on this line, so we're going to wait for her. I guess she comes in, but we're going to try to get all these folks that we invited here as special guests.
Oh, okay.
I got to say this, too.
She was here.
Oh, no, I'm saying sheesh. But anyway, all the folks out there, please, man, be mindful. Also, to our anchor, be mindful. Maybe at least five to 7 minutes of space, you know, speaking peace, because we might not even have people who are just late calls might not be able to come on. We're going to bring on all of our guests tonight. All right, let's get it, Miss Dr. Chinchilla.
All right. Thank you. All right, we're going to bring on Anton Moore, who is the 48th Ward Leader here in Philadelphia, and that is in South Philly. How are you tonight, Anton?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. You know, rough day, rough weekend, but, you know, we got to keep on pushing.
Yeah, right.
So,
now, Anton, you do a lot in the South Philadelphia area in your ward. You do community days. You do different events and all for the young people, trying to keep them involved and active. And talk to us a little bit about what you do. And then tell us, like, what are your thoughts of, you know, all of the gun violence and black-on-black crime in Philadelphia and how it should be attacked?
So, you know, the gun violence, the big problem. So I'm Anton Moore, president and founder of Unity in the Community, but also the ward leader of the 48th Ward here in South Philadelphia. I'm running my organization for about 10 years. We focus on gun violence prevention here in South Philadelphia. One of the initiatives that we're currently doing is a nine-month program in which we teach at-risk youth a trade. We teach them how to put up doors, put down floors. We mentor them. We go to court with them. We work with them from the homes to the, from the households to the schools and different things like that. But also, you know, teach them different things outside the program. We work with giving out scholarships for kids to go to college. We help young kids find jobs in the summer. We work with returning citizens to find employment. We do back-to-school drives. We help parents with rent, and we give out food on a biweekly basis in the neighborhood. And our main goal is to engage the community on a grassroots level. We've been doing this close to about 15 years. I'm 36 years old. I started this at the age of 18, and then I formed the organization at the age of 21.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. So now you teach young people a trade, and now how has that helped? The young people that come through your program, have they all stayed out of trouble?
Yes, you're never going to get any perfect kids. You get what I'm saying? But we have 20 students, and none of our kids have been in trouble. About 12 of our kids have gun cases that we work with. But a lot of them are now off of probation. A lot of them are in school. We got a couple of them graduating. We got a couple of them still in school. We incentivize the kids every week, giving them a $150 stipend. We feed the kid, and we take them on trips every month. And the goal behind this is to give the kids a sense of hope in the neighborhood. A lot of our kids, they come from single-parent households. They come from tough environments. And a lot of them need direction, and they need guidance. See, one of the things, you know, I didn't hear y'all speak about, but a lot of people don't talk about is, you got to be willing to invest in these kids. We can talk about standing on the corner, which is great. We can talk about marching and shouting. But what about dealing with them young kids that are going through problems? You get what I'm saying? I get phone calls. Today I was with one of my young kids from my program. He said, I want to learn how to drive. Taught him how to drive. And as we was driving, he was giving me great conversation about the streets and what's going on. And one of the things he said to me, he said, Anton, you know what? Excuse my language, he said, F my father. I said, well, why would you say that? He said, because my father don't do nothing for me. He should be teaching me this. And we had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we need to do, everybody look over, oh, we need to do this. We need to stand here. We need to do that. No, we need to work with these kids. These kids need guidance.
Yeah.
They need to be shown a better direction. I'm in a criminal justice center at least about six or seven times a month. You know why? Because I'm going to court with my kids. And when I see them kids in there, I see them walking in there by themselves. No family support or nothing. Kids need guidance. When you're talking about kids needing help, we have to be there for them kids. If we want to make a difference, find them at-risk kids in your neighborhood and invest in them and show them something different. We can get in front of the news cameras.
Yeah.
We can get in front of the meetings. We can shout on a microphone. All that's good. But ask yourself, what would it do? What would happen when you're done that? What's going to take place with that young man that's still out there shooting? That's the question we got to ask ourselves.
And I think that,
go ahead.
I think that's so very important. And I often talk about that, you know, we have to show that we care about the children because they're our future. And so many of these children, they come from broken homes, but some of them also come from two-parent homes, and they still have problems because they don't have parents that really care. The parents are always so busy. Some of them have parents that are on drugs and alcoholics and don't take interest in anything that they're doing. They don't take interest in their schooling. They don't go to parent-teacher meetings. They don't do anything for these kids. And a lot of these kids are raising themselves today because there are so many young parents with these girls having babies after baby after baby. And that's another issue, like with the young girls having all these babies, where the women that's
Mr.
going
Teller,
to
can,
you know, come up and mentor them. And so mm-hmm. our children are lost today because they don't feel loved. So, yes, definitely the program that you're doing is definitely meaningful. And there should be more programs like this out there for our youth. They're just not enough because there's so many kids out here.
Yep, and Ms. Cinchella,
go ahead,
we need more people to step. We need more people to step up to the plate. You get what I'm saying? Because if you look at it, Ms. Cinchella, what is a mayor standing in the middle of the street saying, "Put the guns down"? Going to do? No, this problem starts with
nothing.
Us. You get what I'm saying?
That's
the days of our fathers out there going to jail and getting killed is having an effect on our kids. Let's take our focus from doing a news conference, from doing the meetings, from talking on social media, and investing them at-risk kids. Just imagine if every person mm-hmm. on social media was to mentor a young kid that's at risk, how things would change.
Yeah.
We have to get away from the sound bites. We have to get away from the news conferences. We have to get away from the marching, and we have to get away from meeting, because we know what the problem is. Go take that kid by the hand. Go take him out to dinner. Talk to them, mentor them, help them get their diploma, help them get their driver's license, do different things like that. Everybody wants to say, we got the answer, but it's never any substance about helping a young man. I have about 20 kids in my program who are suffering with trauma. Mm. You get what I'm saying? I get phone calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because these young men need somebody. You know what the young brother said to me the other day? He said, "Old head, I love you." And you know what that means a lot to me? You know why that means a lot to me?
Yeah.
He said he never told a man he loved him a day in his life.
Wow. That's awesome.
It is rewarding. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say this. I'm going to be honest with you, Ms. Cinchella. There are programs out there that's getting grants, that's doing a hell of a job, mm-hmm. but you'll never see it on social media. You know why? Because this world has become a place where you promote negative and not positive. Look how many kids that graduated from high school. They never tell a number. We had close to 50,000 kids that graduated from high school in the city of Philadelphia. Maybe more. You'll never hear that. We got close to 100,000 kids that's going to college. We got kids that get up every day and go to work, and that's positive kids. We have fathers that get up out of their bed every day to show their kids the right way. You'll never see that because they don't want us to show that positive impact
on
people in society.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what mainstream media does. They show all of the negative stuff that's going on, you know, and they thrive off of that. They, you know, they feed off of that, and that's what they want everybody to see. And, you know, it's such a shame, but we definitely have to change the narrative of, you know, what's going on here in Philadelphia. And we definitely need more men like you, Anton, to step up to the plate. And like you said, to take a young man by the hand, show them the way, because they're lost. And a lot of them, they're crying out for help. And no one is hearing them, but a select few people that are hearing these young people. And more people need to hear them and step up and be their friend and their mentor.
And in some situations, you got kids who might have been molested, who got beaten on at home, that's taking that anger out, not having that father or that mother in the household, that's crying out for help. If you really want to do some work, go to your local school. Go ask the principal or the counselor, who are the at-risk kids here? And they'll tell you who they are, and you can take them under your watch. It's just too easy to sit on social media and say, "We got to stop gun violence," or "We march." No. Go and get that kid that's likely to shoot a gun and show him a different way.
Yes. Well, Anton, I thank you so much for being a guest tonight and for sharing what your organization, Unity in the Community, is doing. And, excuse me, keep up the awesome work. And
thank you.
Everybody,
you as well.
Definitely get involved in your communities. Do something. You know, and, you know, everybody's out there looking for funding, looking for money. Start without any funding or money. Just show love to these young people and do what Anton's doing. Do something to help these young men, these boys out here today, because they're lost and they're crying out. Thank you so much, Anton, and I'm going to bring you back on for final thoughts at the end of the show. Now we're going to go to my next guest, Hakeem X. How are you tonight? Hakeem, how
All
are
right.
you tonight?
Yeah, no Hakeem at this time. We might want to go ahead on and bring on Mr. Bryant.
Bryant.
I think Bryant is still waiting. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. We're going to bring on Bryant Figgins, everybody. Let's bring him on now. How are you tonight, Bryant?
I'm doing pretty well.
That's
can you
good.
Hear me?
That's good. Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I appreciate being a guest. I know I was just invited today. I don't know how we connected, but I do appreciate the opportunity to give my perspective.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. Now, out of what you heard the other guests talk about tonight, what angle would you like to come from tonight?
Oh, yeah, you guys may not want me back because I have a total different – well, not total different. So
and that
hands
is
make
fine.
Load,
That's
like,
why I wanted
yeah. – Yes. I have a different perspective.
That's why I wanted you on here, because you have a different perspective. So this is a controversial show, and I like
okay,
to have
yes,
controversial
yes.
guests. So go ahead and bring it from your perspective, Bryant.
So myself and my co-host, we do a weekly show about the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. And I tell them that I unraced myself last year. So and what I mean by unracing myself is I stopped being black. If you look at the word black, and I'm kind of like, you guys can see my picture, but I grew up in East Falls Housing Projects. I'm from Philadelphia. I erased myself. So if you look at the word black, close your eyes. Everybody, if you're on the line, close your eyes. That's black. You can't see anything. So when you stay black, you get treated how they treat black people. Three things I believe are the biggest problems in our community. My brother was killed in 1993 when I was 18. In 2002, I started volunteering doing career days at PPCC when Curtis Jones was there. I've been to the New Jersey Boys and Girls Club in 2004 and a juvenile detention center. I've taught anti-violence, truancy, barbering classes, and SARE in West Philly. I've designed curriculums for truancy awareness programs. I've taught at halfway houses, recovery houses, boys, voter registration events, men before jail, after jail, women's only recovery houses where some of them, I was the first male they've seen after they've been abused and sexually molested in Chester, all over the place. So my father was a police officer. My mother's a committee person now. So that's just a little backdrop when I say the next thing that I'm going to say, because I'm going to come back to the black part. So close your eyes. That's blackness. Blackness represents obscurity, darkness. You can't see anything in blackness. Once you stay black, you get treated how they treat black people, and they label you. So three things that are killing our community. Because one of the brothers mentioned that you got to stop the bleeding. In order to stop the bleeding, you have to first get a diagnosis as to what is on the inside of what's bleeding internally. Because most of the pain starts on the inside. It's inflammation. That's how cancer comes. It's from inflammation, the body inflaming to protect itself from injury. So if you roll your ankle playing basketball, it will swell up because the body's trying to protect itself from injury. So before you get to stopping the bleeding, you actually have to go get a diagnosis. And the diagnosis that I have is these three things. Three things have created all of the issues in this community, the brown community, or what inner city. First, the preacher always preaching about sin, 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 sin. Sin just means to miss the mark. The mark is always love. So love means I want what's best for you, even if I'm not around you. So the preacher's always preaching sin, 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 sin. So you're going to say, hey, you know what? I can't get it right. I'm just going to mess up because it's sin. Sin only means to miss the mark, the aim, the mark. The mark is love. The mark was be fruitful. I'm sorry, the mark was to cultivate the garden, protect the garden, pursue, or I'm sorry, subdue, replenish, be fruitful, and multiply. That's the mark. The garden was man. Eden is an atmosphere where God is present with man. The garden is actually the man. Adam came from the dirt, so he is the dirt. The woman came out of Adam. She is the garden. She's fruitful. She's beautiful. She starts to show, her fruit starts to show when she starts to develop breasts and she gets hair in certain places. It shows that she's ready for fertility. So because we don't protect our women, these are the issues that we have. We have feminine-based testosterone that are charging our boys, and they're in this emotional rage at 13 because that's when their erection is at the fullest. That's a physical, biological function. It's not sexual. When your erection is pointing, it's a testosterone surge. So I'm going to point my penis at girls, or I'm going to point my guns at boys. A young bull, which is a male elephant, we say it in Philly all the time. Come here, young bull, let me talk to you. A young bull is a male elephant who is in musk, meaning he wants to mate. The only thing that takes him out of musk is mating or a bigger bull coming in and knocking that testosterone out of him. He will kill elephants. He will kill rhinoceros. He will kill people. The only thing that gets him out of that rage is mating or an older bull coming in and showing him what he's not made of. So I'm going to go back to
wow.
The first thing is that we're teaching, oh, sin, 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 sin. You're a sinner. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just go out and sin. You keep telling me how much I'm a sinner. I'm going to just go sin, right? The next thing is politics. Philadelphia, because I heard misappropriation of funds. Well, money only makes you more of who you already are. So if you're not worth anything without money, you're going to be maximized with money. So you're just going to be ignorance on fire. So the next issue is politics.
Brian?
Uh-oh, they cut Brian off, man. Brian, let's talk about that politics. Let me tell you about Chinchilla, Dr. Chinchilla J's show. You see, her shows are so good, they cut her smooth off her own show. They'll block any MP3 that we need to play. You know what I mean? If they don't like what you say, that's why I know this show in the history of WBNN is very, very fantastic. Because you know why? It's now one of the most, not only controversial, but also one of the most cut-off shows in the history of WBNN. Now, we're going to take a caller, because that caller is gone now. We're going to take a caller, because we're almost getting that time in grocery time. Listen, guys, please. I mean, you know, you all know I don't do no shows over 11:30. So press 1 right now if you want to join in with Chinchilla, man. We want to hear late callers call in, man. All right, caller, get on line.
All right, this is the Master Sound Therapist calling in. I want to give y'all a sample of what sound therapy does for us. Okay. First of all,
okay,
we got to look at our minds as a people. That's very, very childlike. It started with the nursery rhymes. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Then in religion, you learn that the lamb is who? The Son of God, right? And they paint him looking like a Caucasian, right? And then you got the church, the so-called poor black church, that has been feeding the congregation that color don't matter. And when you go to the book of Revelation, there's no way, if you had those people who investigate, they used to call them the people who would draw a sketch artist. If you took a sketch artist and say, look, I need you to draw this man with hair like the pure wool and make it white, and I want you to color his feet like it was burnt in the furnace and make his eyes like the flame of fire. There's no way that you can look at that picture of Michelangelo or any other Caucasian artists that are Lord and Savior. But the black church refused to do that. And every generation that have came in here since our bondage have been looking up the Caucasians as their savior. And that's why the government won't come to help. The government go all the way to another country and help another people, but they won't help people who they pretty much destroyed to fight their own battle. They won't stand up and fight them when the KKK be hanging and dragging black people, nor will they come out, right, with the National Guard and whatever to help establish some peace amongst our people. It's a shame that has to be done. Bottom line is nobody else is going to care about you until you care enough about yourself to do something for yourself. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much. We definitely have to care about ourselves, because if we don't, nobody else will. And always say, how can black people say Black Lives Matter and they want everybody else to respect black lives, but yet we don't respect each other's lives, and it's such a sad situation. We're going to bring Brian back on so he can finish talking to us. He was about to talk to us about the political thing, about politics, and, you know, he's back. So go
I'm
ahead,
here.
Brian.
All right.
Continue, Brian.
Okay, so I'm back on. So the next thing that's killing us is politics. So 60 years of being a blue ran city, you're going to tell me that everything is the red person's fault. So I was a part of a campaign years ago where they were throwing out each other's materials. So if this is a mostly Democrat-ran city, then how could the Republicans be doing anything? So it was Democrat-on-Democrat crime. So the Democrats are telling me that it's the Republicans' fault. And then in the outer cities where the working class is, they're going to say it's the poor's fault and it's the rich's fault. So it makes us a victim. That's the second thing that makes inner-city people a victim. This is where I get really, really controversial. Your black history teachings and months, and I said this on the radio, is the next thing that victimizes people. So you keep telling me that I'm a descendant of a slave. Hold up. In the word of God, it says that I'm made in his image and likeness. My son is working on a t-shirt right now. Image. I'm made after God's excellence. I'm from inner space and outer space concurrently. But if you keep telling me that I am a descendant of a slave, what am I going to do? I'm going to feel like a victim, coupled with the preacher telling me I'm a sinner, the politician telling me that it's everybody else's fault. Now you got black history lessons. Now, there's a difference. Black history, the positive side of it, that's great. But when you keep selling the slave narrative, now you create victims on three levels. Guess what people do when they're victimized? They become what they eat, and they victimize others. So that's the issue. Mm. We have an image issue where we keep telling young black people that the only thing you can do is box and play sports and compete. That's another thing that's killing our young boys. We put them into the spirit of competition from when they're younger to smaller, and that's all we do is take out stuff on each other. Football, basketball, boxing,
wow.
Social media, bullying. I created an acronym. I have over 200 of them. Bullying, because you lack love, you'll increase nothing good. So we have bullying. We have light skin versus dark skin. We got, I ain't black enough. Well, I like all the chocolate sisters. I'm light, but I like all the chocolate sisters, but I ain't pro-black. And you brown, and you like all the light skin sisters. We got a lot of crazy stuff in our community, and it starts in the mind. Mm. The mind is poison.
Yes.
You have been programmed that you are a victim. I have 3 insurance licenses. I am an entrepreneur. I go out, and I've been doing commission-only sales for 5 years. I produce my own money. I've done $6 million worth of claims in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area, and $6 million in Minnesota. I just flew back in from Minnesota from a big storm. The next thing I want to segue into is Jesus taught entrepreneurs. So work means to reveal, to manifest, and to become who you are. If you look at who Jesus taught, a doctor, a tax collector, fishermen, he taught them how to network, how to work your net and to catch more with many. E pluribus unum, it's in the back of the eagle's wings on the dollar, many from one. That's the issue when everybody wants to shine and you don't put one person that everybody gets behind and backs. Mr. Jamal, I love you. I love what you do. I promote you all the time. He would be a great person to just put him out the front because boys are attracted to power. They're attracted to perceived power. Feminine energy is not going to get it. It's got to be masculine energy. I did a live on Facebook. It's called Misguided Testosterone. Boys with their guns. A young man calls his penis his gun or his pistol. Like I said earlier, he's going to aim it at a girl or he's going to aim it at a boy when he starts to get hair on his face. And he's like, oh, what do I do with this power? I have this surge. I have this rage. Sex is great, but they're doing it too fast. And it's boys are more likely to commit suicide and have mental health problems when they have sex because women are already feeling and emotional. So we got a lot to unpack, and it's not just throwing money at stuff. It's not just trying to be out in the streets. You have to foundational things are with young people, how the mind works. Women need attention and affection. Boys need males need respect and admiration. When you disrespect me, we're going to have an issue. But you're not always disrespecting me. You're just trying to work out your testosterone as well. So there's a lot of things that need to be done, and we have to change the image. I am never going to be a descendant of a slave. I'm not. God said I was priest and king, above and not beneath. So I was priest. I can handle the word, and I'm a king. I can give out provision. He also said in John 10:10, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, not more poverty, Lee. Not more struggle-less-ly. I'm making up goofy words. But you see how goofy it sounds? God said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So why are you still struggling?
That's right.
Right? Why are you still struggling? Last thing. Someone mentioned resources earlier. Father means source, sustainer, protector, progenerator, and foundation of the house. In the New Testament, it said, in the Old Testament, when there was 400 years where God didn't speak to man, he said, I've come to return the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the sons back to the father. Father means source, sustainer, progenerator, protector, foundation. I'm an insurance adjuster. You can condemn anything on the house, the roof, the electric, the chandelier, anything except for the foundation. When you condemn the foundation, you cannot rebuild. And for all of my super pro black brothers out here that says, oh, the white man, they did this, that, the other. So before there was no other race, Cain killed Abel. If you say the black man is the original man,
that's right.
Who taught the Europeans how to kill them? If Hannibal conquered Europe, so now you're mad because you're saying Hannibal come back and buying slaves. Somebody had to sell those slaves. So today I'm telling you guys, and don't confuse passion with anger. You guys can unslave yourself. You don't have to be descendants of slaves no more. That's what's killing you.
That's right.
You're a descendant of a slave.
Yeah.
I've never been no descendant of a slave. I've always been living in North Philly in the housing projects in East Falls, going to Roman Catholic, going to St. Joe's. I've never been a descendant of a slave. Never.
All right.
I like my shop assistants, but I ain't never been a descendant of a slave. So you guys got to change your mind.
Neither
battle is in the
I,
mind.
Neither am I, Brian.
Yeah,
everything you said was just so very profound and it makes sense. And, you know, I talk about that too, you know, Cain killed Abel and how, you know, blacks sold each other into slavery. And, you know, so I like the angle that you have come from. And I know you have so much more to say, but we're going to have to take some callers. And I'm definitely going to have you back on the show again because we're going to be talking about this subject for the rest of June. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this subject again, and I'm definitely going to have you back on. And as we talked earlier, I'm going to definitely have you on the podcast as well because, you know, this needs to be addressed. And the mindset definitely has to change within our communities, within our black people. Well, within our people of color, you said we're not black because if you close your eyes, that's blackness. So, you know, but I really thank you tonight, and I'm going to bring you back on at the end to give your final thoughts, okay? So we're going to take a caller real quick. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
Khalil from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. All right. How are you, Khalil, from Virginia? Awesome. Okay. What are your thoughts on gun violence in America? What's going on in Virginia? Are you guys having a lot of gun violence there as well in your part of Virginia?
I'm not sure, but I know one of it was at Bridgewater. But my thought is we have to be more consistent. You know, you can't just support something that harms people and be against something that helps people. And the NRA is not against gun control when it actually is for gun control when it actually harms people, like smart guns and all that stuff. And basically, like, they're also against, like, doing studies on gun violence. And then a lot of the gun nuts, I'm not going to say all people that support, that are against gun control are gun nuts, but a lot of them, they don't even want people destroying evidence that's used in crimes. It's like, you know, make up your mind. How can you be so selfish? If you don't want gun control, fine, but at least be more consistent. And when you see someone being inconsistent, don't just deflect on to how something is conspiracy to take away guns or how it shows how gun violence, gun control doesn't work. Because I noticed that every movie that talks about officers outgunned, they just go to something completely different. And then they want to get defensive with you when you say something. And I don't have a problem with people who oppose gun control, but if you oppose it when it actually helps people, but you support it when it harms people, I don't have respect for you.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Khalil. Let me ask you a question. So for gun control, what do you think would be the ideal gun laws that should be passed and put into to be enacted for gun control?
The idea is just to say, you know, if not background, more better background checks, just putting the number of each gun inside the system. And basically stuff like that, or either having a choice between, like, saying, like, blocking the NRA's law that says that you can't buy smart guns, because that's just hypocritical, and saying that if you have all these much more dangerous guns out here, then you can have a safer gun. Because the NRA, they don't want – the same thing with GOA. They don't want gun control unless it benefits them. And you also have all these people. And another thing that we need to have is we need to have laws that say, you know, that basically are a two-way street. So many people say if the police can have it, so can we. And it should be a two-way street. If the police can't have it, so can't the civilians. Because also so many people will talk about officers being militarized, but then they want civilians to have AK-47s and stuff like that. And we're not just talking about regular officers. We're talking about federal investigators, detectives, and SWAT team officers. And it's really...
Yeah.
They always say it's a straw man when it benefits them.
Yeah. Well, Khalil, I thank you so much for calling tonight and talking about gun control. I really thank you for that. And, you know, gun control and gun laws are definitely some things that definitely need to be looked at and enacted because we do need gun control laws to take effect in this country. So thank you so much for calling in, giving us your comments tonight. And definitely follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Follow Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page if you don't already. We're going to go to another caller now. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Call me. Yes, sir.
You're live on the air.
Act like you know. I got you. One love, baby. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, you told me you'd get me like that, too.
Okay, you're live on the air.
Yeah,
are you speaking,
yeah,
to,
that's crazy.
Speaking to someone?
No.
Okay.
He is not live on the air. Guys, please. You know what I'm saying? You know, you press one. You know, we don't want to hear your conversation. You know what I'm saying? We're at the pool hall or
right.
In the back basement. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a reputable network. And now back to Chinchilla Jay.
Okay. Thank you, Brother O. Now, you know, it's so crazy because you know, gun control laws, you know, it's like crazy. Some people have been saying that some of these automatic weapons are not assault weapons, and, you know. But to me, anything that puts out rounds repeatedly, it's an assault weapon. Because if you're pumping out like that, guess what? And killing up people, that's an assault weapon. Because you're shooting multiple people, okay, within a matter of a minute, okay? So, you know, that's crazy. And, you know, do I think that we should be able to bear arms? Yes, I do. Because you need to be able to protect your home and things like that. But the gun should be locked away in a safe. And when we look at guns that people have today, they're not registered, they're not licensed, they don't even have a permit for the gun and different things like that. And yet they leave them laying around their homes, and young people get a hold of these guns and they shoot themselves or shoot their siblings or their friends. And then some of them have even taken guns to school that are home because the parent has a gun that's not locked up in a safe. So, you know, that's just craziness to me. It's really craziness. And, you know, we have to do better. We have to do better as a people. And as I always say, you know, how can Black Lives Matter to those of you that don't look at black-on-black crime? You constantly go out and complain and protest and really get upset when a white person, a racist person, a cop kills a black person. And, yeah, you should be upset about that. But where is that same energy and passion when people you know are being murdered in your communities and you sit back? You say nothing, you do nothing, you look the other way, you turn the other way, and some of you know who the shooter is, and you don't speak up because you're fearful. But that has to stop. You have to speak up and speak out. And these children, they won't ever get help. The killings won't stop as long as the killers are still on the street. So, you know, that's my take on it. You have to speak up. Stop looking the other way. How many people have to die before you decide that you're going to speak up and say something? And these mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and grandparents that are out here losing loved ones, they have lost someone in their family that they will never see again. They will never hear their laughter again. They won't see them graduate from school. They won't see them get married or have a child because these young children that are dying, and it has to stop. They have not had a chance to even live life, to experience life, because their lives have been snuffed out. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame. It must stop. So don't allow it to happen to you before you decide you want to speak up and speak out. Because I see families all the time, when it happens to them, they come on social media. They post up stuff. Please, someone, if you know anything, if you saw anything, please contact the police. Please, you know, and then they want to have rewards put up. To give a monetary reward for someone that calls in with information about who the perpetrator was, who the killer was. And this is something that needs to be done every time someone is murdered in this city or cities across this country. If you saw something, if you saw the killer, tell them. Tell the police. You're supposed to be able to be anonymous, okay? And so stop walking in fear. because as long as you do, the killings will not stop. Some will, but some won't. So many killings. Look at what's going on today, people. The killings are out of hand. And right now, as I'm on here, I'm sure if I go on to look at some news stuff in Philadelphia right now, I'm sure there's been shootings today. There will be tomorrow and the rest of this week. What is it going to take for you to stand up, speak up, and speak out against gun violence and do something? Mentor a young person, okay? They need your help. They need your help. They're lost. They're turned out. And it's sad. It's very sad. So we're going to go into Ngozi time right now. And don't forget, everybody, you know, donate. Donate to Be A Voice. Cash App is $ Be A Voice Tour. That's BEAVOICETOUR. On Venmo, it's Be A Voice. Okay? And, you know, go into the Facebook page if you can't remember that. And take a look at Mike, M-I-C, Test Entertainment TV Facebook page and follow me on Instagram at Princess Chinchilla. Chinchilla's with one L. Follow me on Facebook as well. But definitely like and follow that Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page. We're going to go into Ngozi time, and I wanted to bring a couple of the guests back on to give their final thoughts, but I don't think we have time for that now because it is 11:16. So we're going to go into Ngozi time, and I thank all my guests tonight, and we're going to have them back on again in the near future. So Ngozi time, then I'll be right back at you for my final thoughts of the night.
Well, before I let Chinchilla go into a little ice and retirement before she says her final thoughts at the end, let me tell you something, young lady. Thank you so much for hanging in there tonight. This was a total sequel show tonight, and I'll be talking to the heads of this network. I'm talking about Blog Talk. I have never seen – this is the third week in a row, and she's persevered, okay? And we got two straight championships in a row. I want everybody to hear this because I got something to say. But, you know, Chinchilla, look, man, we're champions, okay? All of our hosts are champions. We fight through the bull crap. Ask us about how many times you've been cut off, and just about has the record for being cut off 9 times one time in the network. So I want to thank you so much, Chinchilla J. Now, of course, I have some numbers tonight. Before I go into that, go into a little small editorial. I love what the brothers said tonight, all 4 of them. One said we need to get out there and we need to protest and we need to be loud enough for people to hear us. We need to be there where we see, you know, when a homicide happens. I agree. I've talked about this many different times. You know, Ray Ray and Shay Shay, you see them grow up, you know, from little ones to, you know, teenage years, and they get shot and killed right in front of you as you either go out and try to help, you know, call the police or call the ambulance, or you just shut your shutters and say, they ain't about me. That's the cowards we have. I appreciate that. Then I appreciate the person that not only that, but they take the kids out and show them other worlds. No, man, this is not, your neighborhood is not the end-all, be-all. There's something else out there that I can show you. You know, we want to thank those folks as well. Newly thanked the brother that talked about the outreach, being able to understand the psychosis, to heal our kids, because our kids need intervention, mental intervention, physical intervention, and emotional intervention. One brother said tonight that was the first time he ever told a man that he had love for him. So I remember all these things. I used to, you know, be that young man, you know, growing up in Compton, California, you know, growing up in Crip Set, gang banging. I was that young man. Forget about tonight. Forget about who I am today. Let's go back and who I was and how those people helped me become a person that wanted to go to school, a person that wanted to get their degree, a person wanted to help people, mentor people. I was that wayward kid with a gun. Me. And I'm not proud of that, but I'm letting you know where I came from and how I overcame those obstacles. I overcame those objections and objections so I can feel about what these kids are going through right now. I know WBNN is there for you. We will be the beacon of light that shines through darkness across the world. Remember, we're still that lighthouse. We're still Beverly Nation Network, even though we're called WBNN, it's Beverly Nation Network. We got hosts like Chinchilla J, the great, the good doctor that's here to help every week. It's not always, she's showing her dexterity. She's not always talking about prisons. We're always not talking about prisons or exonerations. But I guarantee you this, what we're talking about tonight is the root of it. Because our kids are, you know, are out there doing what they do. But I blame the parenting as well. I'm going to go back to you coward-ass parents. Yes, you. You know who you are. You know how you scared your kid in your own house and the kid is 9 years old. You need to be ashamed of yourself. You should be willing to die for that child, no matter what. No matter what. Discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. But you out there listening to drill music and trap music with your child. A child gets in the, you know, gets in the car seat, you turn on the power, whatever, 85, 99, 82 FM, and the kid's hearing detrimental stuff, and he's back there chanting it, even though he don't know what he's saying. Women, I see a girl that, I'm not going to say no names, you know who you are. I've seen a young lady who's a great nurse in the field, in the community. This young lady is good in her master's degree, you know, in the field of nursing. But she's on TikTok and Reels shaking her booty in front of the child. What are we doing? We shouldn't even have the guts to do this. I told you years ago, I never forgot, I think about 2014, when we had our first Dr. Martin Luther King tribute, I saw an ad in Facebook showing they were having a Dr. Martin Luther King twerker party. We shouldn't have the right to do this, guys. Like, we're the mockery. We are the trendsetters of the world, but we're also the mockery of the world as well. No one takes this seriously. You could be a person that has all the degrees in the world. You walk into an Asian store, and you're just another negative word. It's about honor, folks. And we don't have to worry about going some, you know, concentration, whatever that happens. If we stand up and we die together, we just die together. At least we die with honor. And that's what the thing about, and that's what we're scared of today. We got to stand together, stop worrying about all this material stuff, come together like other people, and be better than we were yesterday. Let us be better than we were June 4th. Because guess what? I know guarantee that WBNN will be better than where we were tonight. And I know that Commissioner Dr. J would love to hear that, and she wants to hear that, because tomorrow night we have Genesis and Mars Kemp and News Hour, another of our three segments of news here joining Informational Guru. We have some great anchors here. And so we anchor Miss Genesis and Mars Kemp and her Gen segment tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here at WBNN. We have advertisers too. And Ghost of Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and we're at, you know, the wonderful Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time, as well as Ole Dele Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, so welcome for programming tonight. Ole Dele, Dying Ngozi with my at gmail.com. And I am the mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Dele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Now, I'm also pleased to tell you before I bring on the great doctor, and also congratulations on her 55th all-time connection record and second as well. We have the standings for next week's Battle of the Network Stars. So there won't be news for them next week. It's only five, one Sunday out of the month, out of the year, so shut up. And Chichetta will be there. But let me let you know the standings right now in the Battle of the Network Stars. You ready? Let's get it. Let's get it going. All right, we have Christine Jesus Powell at the 8th ranked. We have Mo Garman at the 7th ranked. And we have Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders at number 6. And then we don't know who's going to be in 4 and 5 right now. That's between Hootie Bakatoon and Tara Strip. That'll be the last sentence. Jared Petito at number 3, Angela Thomas Smith at number 2, and the number 1 ranked host of the network, Dr. Chinchilla J. So we got the 8 slots right here, and you'll see the seedings after on Wednesday. We will let you know who's going to be the first seating in our advertisement will be whoever's going to be 4 for 5 between Terrace and Tony Bacater. All right. We give it back to you for the last 5 minutes left to go. Well, last 3 minutes left to go in the program. Dr. Chinchilla J, the WBNN Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2021. Commissioner, mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother O. All right, everybody. I truly thank all of my guests tonight. They were all amazing, all with different views, some with some similarities. But if we could come together and combine all of these different ideas and, you know, solutions and make them all work, because we know that it's going to take a lot to end the gun violence in the city of Philadelphia, as well as across the country. For those of you that are in other cities and states throughout this country that are having the same issues with black-on-black crime. So thank you, Colin Williams. Thank you, Jamal SKU Johnson. Thank you, Anton Moore. Thank you, Brian Feegans, for coming on tonight and being my special guest and talking and tackling this issue of gun violence, black-on-black crime in Philadelphia. And still, I want to know, where is the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement? Why don't they show up? Why don't they turn up and come out into these communities? All they're concerned about is whites and racist cops killing blacks. That's when we see them. That's when we hear them. And we all know BLM, they get plenty of money because people donate to them all across the country. People have donated millions of dollars into the BLM movement. And where are they? Does black lives really matter to them? I don't think so, because if they did, they would be trying to save the life of a child, but they don't. I'm Chinchilla Donicia, and once again, I ask that you tune in this Wednesday night for Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls, and on Thursday night for our discussion on gun violence in America. And throughout the week, we have different things going on. You just have to go to Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page and like and follow that page, everybody. And also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And next week, it is Battle of the Network Stars. And then I will be right back here on June 19th, which is, guess what? It's not only Juneteenth, but it's Father's Day. So make sure you're here on News Forum on June 19th. And definitely tune in next week as well for Battle of the Network Stars, okay? And until next week, I am Chinchilla Donicia. And remember to always, always be a voice. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today.